You're listening to SBS News. The decision to name 26-year-old Siya Kolosi as captain of South Africa's national rugby side for a series against England next month is being hailed as a huge moment in the country's troubled history. For decades, black South African rugby players were victims of institutionalised racial segregation and discrimination under apartheid. Before 1981, they were barred from representing the country at all with the Springboks. Now, Cape Town-based rugby writer Craig Ray says the appointment of Kolosi is highly significant for South African rugby.
We've had black Springbok coaches, black Springbok players, and numerous players coming through, but this was the last sort of barrier that needed to be broken, and the last sort of challenge, I suppose, for coaches to take that next step and make a black man captain of the national team, and that has broken that mold, and that ceiling has been broken through, and that's a massive occasion for South African rugby.
South Africa's all-white sporting teams triggered widespread protests back in the days of apartheid, including in Australia. In 1971, Meredith Bergman and other student activists jumped the fence at the Sydney Cricket Ground during the game between the Wallabies and the racially selected Springboks. Decades later, she remembers it with a certain sense of wonder.
I remember thinking when I got onto the ground, wow, I didn't ever think I'd get over the fence. And then I thought, what do I do now? So we just ran onto the players, and my sister actually got the ball out of the scrum and kicked it, and the bulletin called it the best kick of the season. And whereas I just lay down in front of the players.
Meredith Bergman, jailed at the time and then later a New South Wales state politician, says the international campaigns against apartheid played a significant part in the system's demise.
It really is the great international campaign of the 60s and 70s, because it actually worked. You know, we actually did stop sporting tours. We actually did start the isolation of South Africa and the eventual end of apartheid.
Craig Ray, the Cape Town-based rugby writer, says the sport remains dominated by whites in South Africa today, but he says there have been huge shifts over the past 25 years.
Where rugby was the preserve of the white elite and the white minority for a long time, it now really is a game that has transformed itself at many lower levels. You don't always see it at the highest level, but certainly at schoolboy level, every weekend you'll just see mixed race teams, and it has changed quite significantly in the last quarter of a century. Still a long way to go at the professional level, I think. We still have had some bottlenecks of black players coming through the system for various reasons, and but that is also starting to speed up that process of black players coming through.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.